The following podcast is a B&E Network exclusive. Welcome to B-Movies and E-Books. I am Craig Wade.
And I'm Brian Allen Delaney.
And we have our episode 27.5 this week, where we're going to discuss our poll results. And this week, what was the categories, Brian?
It was, do you prefer supernatural or realistic horror?
Cool.
Basically that. Yeah.
Okay. I'm saying it like I'm just like aware of it now.
Like you're just hearing about it. Like,
yeah. Oh, that's a neat poll, man.
are we jumping right in to this, or do you want to talk a little bit about our special plans for next episode?
Yeah, let's talk about that. So, I mean, last episode, I don't think we're shocking anyone because this is like a week after everybody's heard, but yeah, Wes Craven died, and so we are actually going to discuss his legacy, and also, I don't know, did we ever iron out if we're actually doing like a retrospective as well or no?
not really. No, I think what the plan was
just discuss
is we're gonna do a double feature,
mm-hmm.
right? And then, just a little overview of...
Can you hear the dog barking?
I can.
Okay, sorry.
So then,
the neighbor's dog is just going nuts.
Sure.
What?
Neighbors.
No, my dog's in the house.
That's not Smith?
Mm-mm.
No.
I don't think so. My dog, I think, is in the house. Otherwise, he's learned to open doors.
No, so we're going to do double feature to get back on track, and then probably just talk about, his impact and everything like that.
Yeah.
A little bit of an overview.
And now,
I mean, retrospective, I think, would probably be giving us too much to credit.
Yeah. I mean, I was a huge Wes Craven fan. However, that said, there's a few movies of his that I have not seen.
I think both of these we're going to cover are ones I don't think I've seen.
Yeah, I looked through his IMDb, and other than stuff like, because his IMDb is kind of skewed. Like, he's credited on a lot of the fanfics that for some reason are on IMDb. Normally they're not, but
yeah, they do it.
Oh, do they?
If they're big enough, like there's that Batman one that everybody likes, the Batman versus Predator versus Alien.
Oh, really?
Batman Dead End, I think is what it is. There's even a documentary about it now on Netflix.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And what's the documentary called? That actually sounds like something I would like.
I forgot what it's called. It's like, I don't remember, honestly.
But long story short, yeah, just scanning through the list of the movies that he made that I haven't seen. Apparently, he did a segment in Paris JTM, which was, Paris, I Love You. And which my accent's on point there. JTM?
Yeah.
But anyway, haven't seen that.
It was like I was in France.
Haven't seen that. Hadn't seen Music of the Heart. And I've seen one of the ones that we're actually covering, but it's been a long time. And I haven't seen the other one.
I haven't seen either.
Oh,
which ones are we doing again?
We're doing
like Shocker.
Shocker, right? Which is the one I've seen. And then the one I haven't seen is Deadly Friend.
Is it Friend or Fiend?
I believe it's Deadly Friend, right? Shit.
I don't know.
Yeah, it's Deadly Friend.
Okay.
It does. The only parts I've seen is the classic basketball scene, which I would advise that you avoid.
Until it happens in the movie.
You're going to laugh your ass off. Like, because that's the only part I've seen. And so it already is a dumb part, and I've watched it out of context like five times. But yeah, no, yeah, that really looks like most. I mean, I just scanned through it right now. It looks like those are pretty much the only two movies other than Walt Disney's Disneyland. And a movie, he directed an episode of Disneyland, which evidently was a 1986 TV series.
And oh yeah, they had that weird TV show where they went around Disneyland and like showed off the things. It was basically a commercial.
Oh well, he did one of those, and it was after Nightmare on Elm Street.
It was probably for the House of Horrors or whatever.
Oh yeah, maybe. And then a TV movie called Chiller I haven't seen. And a movie called Invitation to Hell. But it looks like that might be it as far as the non-fanfic stuff. But no, I was a huge Wes Craven fan, and obviously we're gonna go over this. I would imagine you were as well.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're gonna go over this next episode. But yeah, so next episode, just a heads up, we are not going to we're not gonna be covering any books on it. Is that's correct still, right?
That's correct.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So anyway, did you see anything cool this week or no?
Not really.
No.
Maybe. No. Not really. How about you?
Not really. No, I was kind of hoping you had more. The one thing that I saw that was kind of cool, but got removed immediately. Have you ever seen the weird gamer guy? Like, is what the guy's credit is? Weird gamer guy. He's like on an E4 interview, and he's just like, he wears the fedora, and he's I don't know, like, you know what I'm talking.
Maybe
about? It's really.
Do they use him in memes nowadays?
Maybe. He basically is dressed like in kind of like steampunk type stuff, and it's a character, but they. Like,
yeah.
He goes as this. I forget his name, but he's loosely affiliated with Nerdist. He may actually be a part of them. I don't know. I don't know. But anyway, he does that, and then he was on a news segment. It was the same character, but it was a weird satanic guy. And when they were unveiling that devil statue, you know?
Oh, yeah. The one in... Well, the one they were going to do in Oklahoma?
Yeah, this was whenever they, I believe this was when it was in Detroit.
Yeah, that's where they ended up putting it.
Moving it.
Is Detroit. Yeah.
So, anyway, but he was on a news segment that you really need to see. It's pretty funny. But what I was going to say is, I forget his name in real life, but he evidently recently made a movie called Worm.
Mm-hmm.
Which I kind of wanted to cover on here after I saw it on...
That would be the second movie we've covered called Worm.
That was the only reason I wanted to cover it. But it looks really cool. It was shot on a GoPro,
mm-hmm.
but it's all, like, you know, like... I would think that the best use of a GoPro for a movie would be, like, just filming it and making it look first perspective, kind of like...
Yeah.
It's generally used for and stuff. But no, he faced it back toward his face.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that the movie is like an hour and a half, one shot, like one take. But anyway, it was on YouTube, and I saw it off Reddit on their movie page. And they were talking about how awesome it was. And so I briefly scrolled through it because I was like, I don't know if I want to deal with 2 hours of just looking at this guy's face. But then I scroll through, and he's like hijacked a car and like bloody, and I was like, oh my god, yes. So I'm in. But then they deleted it. But in what I think happened was maybe it was a private link that he was sending out, and then Reddit just found the link and got, you know, posted it. But in any event, what I saw looked really cool. That would be about the only cool thing that I wanted to talk about this week. So,
and you did a fine job of it.
Well, I mean, I don't really even know what the movie's about, but
yeah, that's true.
All I saw was weird gamer guy, like just vaguely being familiar. I was like, that's not the same guy that did the fedora, right? In the, I don't know, but yeah, it was.
I remember I did watch a movie I had been wanting to watch for a long time this week.
What was it?
The Michael Bay Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Did you? I started it and couldn't get into it. did you like it?
I don't know if like is the right word. I mean, I don't think it was as terrible as people thought it was.
No. I mean, anytime they take an 80s property, even if they were to remake, you know, Masters of the Universe, people are going to be...
they're talking about.
Yeah, I mean, they've been talking about
it often. And I'm super excited.
Yeah, because the last one was crap, right? We can agree on that.
The last one was amazing. And the reason is it wasn't a Masters of the Universe movie. It was supposed to be Jack Kirby's Fourth World. Like, so, you're not huge into superhero comics, right?
But you dude, know the, I don't know. I'm pretty huge like, on.
Have you ever read any of the New Gods stuff? Like, it was like 70s DC. They still use a lot of the characters, but like the main bad guy was in a lot of the Justice League cartoons and stuff like that. The Dark Side. He's like huge and he looks like kind of like he's made out of rock.
No. Okay. Like, I really heard some people discussing it, but yeah, no.
So those characters are the characters that are supposed to be in the movie. So like Darkseid and Orion and all these like weird space gods that Jack Kirby came up with in the 70s, right? And so if you think about it as that and not He-Man, it's mm-hmm. actually pretty good.
Well, what I was going to say is not being familiar with that.
So then that movie sucks.
It was a shit He-Man movie, right?
Correct.
Okay.
He-Man movie needs to be more like Conan the Barbarian.
Exactly.
And that's it.
And I would think, I mean, I realized that they were limited by the special effects at the time, but come on, Skeletor really looked horrible.
That was Jack Palance, wasn't it?
Was it?
I thought it was. Like it was...
The dude that did push-ups at the Oscars that year? Like, right?
The guy from... maybe I'm getting the name wrong. I think it was the dude...
Because I wouldn't imagine that Skeletor would be invited to the Oscars.
No, it was Frank Langella.
Oh, really? Yeah, oh, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Yeah, he kind of looks like a skeleton anyway. No, he's just creepy as hell. He was in The Box. Did you ever see that? The Richard
Marston or whatever his name is.
No,
what, the guy who played Cyclops. What's that guy's name?
James Marsden.
Yeah, he was in that, wasn't he?
I think.
Are we thinking, of, are yeah, we thinking yeah, of the same
I,
movie?
I think he was, but no. The
see, I had the last name correct.
Yeah, but it wasn't even who I was talking about. I was talking about Richard Kelly, the guy who did Donnie Darko.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, yeah, he was creepy in that movie. But that's him?
No, that was He-Man.
Dolph Lundgren?
Yeah. Here's Skeletor.
Okay, yeah. All right. Well, cool. I was about to say, is there a part before Skeletor that I don't remember?
Where he's just totally ripped.
Yeah. Well, so all I was going to say is that, you know, even if they remake He-Man and do a really cool adaptation, there's going to be people that are like, oh, yeah, the original was cool just because it ties in with their childhood and people also want to be smarmy assholes. So, but that said, I did not enjoy what I saw of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, but I'll be the first to admit that I was being a smarmy asshole.
So. Yeah. I think it wasn't as bad as people gave it credit for. And if you look back at like the original movies or the cartoon, like the first cartoon from the 80s and like the Archie comics from the 80s and stuff, mm-hmm. right? It kind of still fit with the same spirit of those.
Oh, really?
See, to me, anyway, because it was like, I don't know. there was some terrible, terrible parts in it, but there was actually some parts I enjoyed. I'm not going to lie.
No, I remember liking it as a kid, but I've seen it once as an adult and not all the way. But wait, it just wait, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the one from like 2012.
Oh shit. For some reason I was thinking about Masters of the Universe again.
Anyway. Oh no, 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 no. I'm still talking. I went back to Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, which makes sense because we segued into Ninja Turtles, but then all of a sudden I was looking at the wall for a second and then was like, oh yeah, Masters of the Universe. I have no clue.
You just can't get Dolph Lundgren's sweet abs out of your mind.
No, I mean, I love Ninja Turtles 1, but mm-hmm. I mean the one from the 80s, but you know what? I mean, it's time to update it. It's time. That's not something that a 30-year-old man needs to. Your life is pretty freaking easy if that's your fight. That, like, oh yeah, the Ninja Turtles, like, they really goofed it up. Like, who cares? It's a child's property.
It didn't start off as a child's property.
No, but it really is one.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, like, it's not like the merchandise and stuff. I realize it started off as a child's property, but they never stayed true to that. And the majority of people aren't even aware of that, of the comic book.
So, yeah, when they got bought out by Archie is whenever they really started getting big.
Pizza and Cowabunga.
Yeah, exactly.
But, no, honestly, the main reason I didn't enjoy it really had nothing to do with the movie. It was just how they looked. Like, they looked goofy in this movie. Yeah. They really, like, the CG looked great. Obviously, it's Michael Bay, but, you know, they just kind of look stupid. Like, yeah. Big rocks on toothpicks for legs, you know? So, yeah. Anyway, but, I mean, whatever. If the kids like it, great. But... Yeah. But anyway, I'm glad you saw that on Netflix this week. Going back to what we talked about, I would assume you watched it on Netflix, right?
No, I bought it.
the week that it hit Netflix.
That's how I shop for movies. It's like I see it on Netflix and I'm like, oh, that's out. I'm gonna go buy it.
Yeah. I probably won't. I was going to say I may go see The Gallows this week because it's at the Dollar Theater, but I mean, I probably won't. Let's be honest. But we're only a few weeks away from when The Green Inferno is coming out. So yeah. I'm really, really excited about that.
Yeah. Finally. How many times have we talked about the news about, oh, Green Inferno's coming out? No, it's not. Hey, it's back out. No, it's not.
No. Like, yeah. But it's also coming out the same week that we are expecting my daughter to be born. So it may be a while before I actually see it. So
just watch it while she's in the delivery room.
I got something to do real quick. You want something from the vending machine? Oh, I'm parched. And then just go see a movie. Like, start off fatherhood on a horrible note.
Yep.
Yeah, no, I'm not going to do that. But let's see. Yeah, that's about it. So do you want to get into the poll?
Oh, yes.
Before we do, tonight... well, I guess it's not going to come out. I was going
to
say that
if you're listening to this, you're going to be like 3 days late to catch our show.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, we're going to play our first show in a while, which I'm sure no one cares about. So nope. Anyway, yeah.
So realistic or supernatural horror?
Okay.
Poll results so far as of the recording, right? Uh-huh. 44%. For realistic, 56 for supernatural.
Yeah, I was kind of on the fence about it. I mean, if I did cast a vote, but I cast it for supernatural because I think even though like real life, like real life crime stories and stuff like that are intriguing. Uh-huh. And I realize that we didn't say, you know, do you like prefer fiction or true stories? But I mean,
are you talking like the ones you see on the ID channel?
Well, that or just like even movies with like horrific elements that are firmly set in the real world.
Like Monster.
I guess. I never really saw Monster.
I never did either. It's on Netflix.
Do what?
It's on Netflix now, too. I think I'll go out and buy it.
You knock out that bucket list. See, Monster. Like, you just have the worst, shittiest bucket list ever.
That's the only thing on it.
But no, I mean, I don't know. I think that it's setting stuff firmly in the real world. I enjoy, but I think works better as crime stuff. That said, I enjoy a lot of slashers and whodunits. I just think that things that actually scare me, like as far as horror that scares me, generally has been traditionally been like more paranormal stuff, even though that sounds really stupid. Like, I'm scared by the ghosts, you know, but like things that actually make you like run a chill up your spine and stuff really have been like ghost type stuff with me. So that's where I'm coming from. But I am a fan of both.
Yeah, I am as well. But I like the supernatural stuff better because I just like that, like, I don't want to say aesthetic because it's not quite how it looks, but that feel that a movie has whenever it's all like, you know, occulty and things like that. I just like that. Well,
see, I counted like vampires, zombies, all of that. Yeah. And
see, now it. I have a question because I was thinking about this yesterday. Where do like alien horror fit in? Where does that fit in? Like The Thing and stuff like that? Because to me, that feels supernatural, right? It has a supernatural feel to it, but it's just aliens, so it's technically realistic.
Well, I mean, it's realistic coming from your point of view. There's a lot of people that think that there aren't aliens, but I think that's a conceited thought.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that.
But, I mean, you know, until we find evidence of, like, real life, not, like, just bacteria bullshit. Not things that could happen in, like...
F single-celled organisms.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, you gotta wait for a billion years for that payoff.
You know? give me like a protozoa and I'll be okay.
Dude.
No, those are still single-celled.
No, dude, what do you think would happen if we started seeing, like, you know, the beginning of evolution on another planet? Do you think that we would be cool with that? Or do you think, like, our government would just go in and bomb the shit out of...
Like if all of a sudden you started seeing simple like organisms on Mars.
Yeah. You think our government would just be, not even our government, like governments, world governments would be like, yeah, let's bomb the shit out of that. We don't know if we're going to need Mars.
In like a billion years, this might come back to haunt us. I think that would make a neat story though. Like if all of a sudden it was like observed and it was like one of those like that Twilight Zone or the Simpsons episode where they had the tiny civilization that advanced quickly.
Mm-hmm. There like was a Futurama like that too, right?
If you count the worm episode.
No, was that the one where they were like where they're on like Bender's back?
Oh, yeah, yeah, there was that one, too. Yeah, yeah, where he got shot into space.
If I pray hard enough, maybe he will. And then it just blows him up.
Oh, that episode's so good. Yeah, that's the one where he meets God.
Yeah. Yeah, that was easily one of the funniest moments in Futurama I've ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it's not like that show's dark. But anyway, let's get back to the question at hand. I would place, it depends on the approach of supernatural. Like, it depends on the approach of the alien property. If it's viewed through, like, the lens of a scientist or something like that, mm-hmm. I would think that it's not supernatural. You know, if it's firmly set in reality...
I would think
that would be realistic, but that if it's something like Dark Skies, where it equally could be a ghost haunting this family, they don't really know why it's targeted them, and there's never really a payoff. They're just like, you know, some people are targeted. That was a freaking... Actually, I really enjoyed Dark Skies. Have you seen that?
No, I keep seeing it on like my queue, and I'm like, I should watch this, and then I'm like... No, I don't want to be scared before I go to work.
Oh, yeah. Alien stuff actually freaks you out, huh?
It does, yeah.
But like The Thing didn't, huh?
No, but I love that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think The Thing is more just horror than sci-fi.
See, that's what, yeah. I mean, like...
But, like, Species would be more sci-fi.
Yeah. Because, let's be honest, that movie was not out to scare people.
No, that was like, you want to see some alien boob? Also, check out this. She can cut her finger off and it comes back.
What?
That's about all I remember from Species. You? That gave us pretty a good much. Movie. I remember being 12 or something and seeing it and being like, best movie ever. But.
Yeah, I don't know. So I think it depends on how it's handled. Yeah, I think that's a good indicator of whether or not you consider it supernatural. Because like stuff like The Blob and everything like that, or like...
See, I would put The Blob in not supernatural.
See, that's what I'm saying. It's like, where do you put it? Like, because it was literally like basically a meteor that fell to Earth, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it was? That's what everything was in the 50s, was meteors falling to Earth.
I don't remember what it was on the 50s. I don't think the 80s one ever explained what it was.
Yeah, it was just Blob.
Dude, okay. The 50s Blob is so good. Like, the 80s one's better. But, what?
She's just like, well, the 80 one's better, but...
No, the 80s one is great, but I think our generation tends to remember the 80s one and discount the 50s one. Same thing with, like, The Fly. You tell me The Fly, I'm thinking Jeff Foxworthy. Couldn't remember his name. Jeff Goldblum?
Yeah.
But like, the Vincent Price flies are kind of cheesy, but... As far as the way I, you know, sort it and categorize it in my brain. But I remember watching The Fly, not any of the Son of the Fly or any of that shit, any of or any of the sequels from the old
Pride
ones.
Pride of the Fly.
Flydzilla. But anyway, no, like, I remember watching those and really, really, or watching the old Fly and really liking it. But I just recently watched The Blob again because... Hulu has the Criterion Collection, so there's a really good transfer of The Blob on Hulu, and it's so good. Like, the old one is so good. It's really, really much better than you remember it. Or have you ever seen it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really, really good.
I mean, I don't remember it being bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I used to watch a lot of old 50s sci-fi movies and horror movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, so I think what the problem is, like, for me, I guess, you know, a lot of times the alien stuff actually does freak me out, right? Mm-hmm. And so, to me, they'll have a bent towards horror, but they're not even really horror. They're just, if it's realistic aliens, it's probably just sci-fi. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I mean, I think both sci-fi and horror are kind of... Well, I mean, not hard sci-fi, but generally what we think of whenever we think of sci-fi, you know, just aliens and, I don't know, space. Anyway, but no, like, just aliens and stuff like that. Like, I think that branch of sci-fi and horror, you know, they're both a division of fantasy. And so it's not a stretch to really
do there's it. A lot of overlap in the Venn diagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, oh, I'm sorry. Were you going to
continue?
Okay, cool. So, like, if you had to pick one for Alien, like the original Alien, where would you put that?
Out of what are we talking? Sci-fi or horror?
No. Realistic or supernatural.
Okay. Okay. Well, if I had to choose both, I'd put Alien 1 under horror, not sci-fi.
Okay, I'm not talking about horror and sci-fi.
I know. Hold on. I was doing both. Okay. And I would put that actually under realistic.
Okay.
Because, I mean, in the movie, it's realistic. I realize in the movie, any threat should be realistic. But, I mean, it's a scientific thing in the movie, you know? I just kind of put a lot of... I lump a lot of supernatural stuff into the unexplained. You know, but the second that they explain it in the movie, it's not really supernatural. So I think zombies could have both. movies where zombies are like, oh, government's screwing up and they messed, like they dropped some chemicals and it made the dead reanimate. Like that would be realistic, even though
like the plot of Return of the Living Dead.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Just dropped one off of a truck. And that's what started it.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Even though Return of the Living Dead's the only one that I could think of off the top of my head that uses that plot. And that is not a realistic movie at all.
That the reveal though of that zombie out of that oil can or whatever, out of the toxic waste can, was amazing. Like the design of that zombie and everything, it was great.
I love Return of the Living Dead. Like it's so one good. Of the best, easily one of the movies that really captures 80s horror that is overlooked. I mean, that is straight up like the most 80s thing you could watch, but it's really good.
It's so good. Like punk rock dancing on a tombstone and shit like that. Anyway, yeah. But I think, I don't know. I feel like I lost my train of thought, but I'm just going to go back to, I think if you put it between, you know, unexplained supernatural horror and like, hey, here's a guy with a knife or whatever.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to go supernatural. There are a lot of slashers though. I really, really like, like I put, for the pictures on the poll, I put, you know, Ghostface from Scream, right. As my realistic thing. Cause I thought he was the best depiction I could think of a realistic horror movie.
Yeah, I actually off the top of my head would have thought of Henry, Portrait of a Serial Killer, like that was what I was thinking of. But I mean, Ghostface is a more iconic thing, and I think a lot more people have seen Ghostface. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I respect both. I think actually in fiction, like reading, I might like realistic better. But I think as far as seeing like a visceral experience, like on screen or really in comic books or any of that, I tend to go toward the ghosty type stuff because that leaves more of an impact. I mean, how many times are you really going to see an interesting way to present slashers, you know?
Yeah. I can see that because, like, you know, with a lot of the books we've read, like Don't Read is a recent example. Like with the book, you can get in the head of the character a little bit easier.
Yeah, and that's the part that is the most intriguing part of any slasher is the why, you know?
Yeah.
And so getting in the head of an unfamiliar territory, like, you know, just a crazy slasher is interesting. But also whenever you get inside their head, it tends to not be scary either. Yeah. It's not really frightening. So yeah. I don't know, but I don't know. I mean, there are exceptions. I remember reading Heart-Shaped Box by Joe Hill. And whenever they mention now a lot of people felt that book falls apart toward the end, and I'll agree on some level. I mean, I love that book, but it definitely doesn't maintain as the level of craziness that the beginning of it has. But there were parts in that book that literally gave me goosebumps, oh God. Anyway, and it was just a guy buys a ghost on eBay, pretty much.
Which is an awesome premise to start with, by the way.
That seems like an R.L. Stine premise. The buy it now ghost.
That's what it would be called, too.
Yeah, but I mean, this was a guy that just has like this occult collection of crap, and so he buys a haunted coat that comes free, the ghost comes with it. But, you know, he thinks he can stop it by, like, burning it. But then the ghost is stuck to that. And by doing that, it frees the ghost just to follow him and do whatever. I don't know. Nice. It's really, really cool. But that's really the only that and his short story collection, 20th Century Ghosts. I guess Joe Hill's just really, really good at scaring the shit out of you with ghosts, because he's done it in a way that really just like was, oh my God. So I don't know, but I think generally I like reading things that are set. I like reading fiction set in the real world, you know? So
no, I mean, it does make sense, because you do have just a little bit more space to flesh out the people. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, with like the supernatural stuff, then it's a much more visual medium. Like, I think, I don't know, the one that just came out to me in my head was Evil Dead, like the remake of the Evil Dead.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How well do you think a novelization of that would be?
Horrible.
Yeah, exactly. But the movie itself, you know, like just the visuals and stuff like that are really, really effective.
Yeah. So
maybe it is medium dependent, which is a thought that I hadn't even thought about.
I mean, it makes sense. Like, there was a movie a few years back called Amer that was really praised. It was a real art house horror film. I couldn't get all the way. It was a little too pretentious, but I did think that the way that it was shot was really cool. But people were flipping out about that. But I thought that, you know, okay, if they were to make this into a book, it'd be like half a page long because nothing happens, you know? Yeah. And same thing as like Eraserhead. I mean, didn't they say that the script of Eraserhead would be like, was only like 4 pages or something?
Yeah, I think it was like 4 or 8 pages. Yeah.
I mean, but Eraserhead would have made a totally horrible book. But as a movie, I mean, just a visceral experience, which I don't know what, would you categorize Eraserhead as realistic or supernatural? No. I would lean towards supernatural, even though it's totally all in your interpretation.
Yeah. I mean, it was just so, what's the word I'm looking for?
Trippy? Dreamy?
yeah, but I was going to use the, like, the actual term, but I forgot it now because it's early in the morning. It's like 10:30. no, I mean, it was really, you know, experimental and stuff like that. So I don't think it was realistic in a sense that the guy had, like, a meaningless job and he was expecting a baby and yada yada yada, right? But like the way it was presented was so surreal, right, that, you know, it really doesn't come off as realistic.
Yeah, I can't even remember what his job was. All I remember is him sharpening
he
pencils.
Made pencils, yeah, or something like that.
So that really is like the worst job. what if we had like this huge listener base that makes pencils and we just offended
them? We just lost them all.
You know what? You have the worst job. Yeah.
But yeah.
Dude, is it raining really bad over there? It's starting to rain like horribly outside of here.
No.
Huh. Yep.
So that's what our podcast has come down to.
Rain chat.
So how about that weather? Like, really?
No, I was just saying it because if for some reason we get a power outage or something.
Oh. Then the episode would be over.
Yeah, exactly. But
I think it's pretty much over anyway.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, it might be a good time to kill it. But I think all in all, I mean, there's no real right answer to this poll.
No, it's an opinion.
What? I thought we were voting to find out what the real answer was.
No. Nope.
And you were going to be the person to tell it to us.
No. Well, if that's the case, then it's supernatural.
Okay, good. Good. That's what I voted. A+. Yeah, this has been a semi-odd episode.
No, we covered some good ground. We had Ninja Turtles, He-Man.
Yeah.
Poll results.
Yep. So, anyway, yeah, I guess, follow us on Twitter at BNEPod. We hit our 400th follower this week, which I'm really, really excited about.
No, I know. You tweeted about it and everything.
I'll put the extent of my excitement. It's more appreciation than excitement.
Yeah.
You know, it's really cool that we've had a lot of interactions on Twitter. I think more there with anything else, and actually more with DMs than like actual tweets. Yeah. But yeah. Anyway, really exciting.
At B&E Pod.
Yep.
Oh, and then because I don't think this one's gonna have any commercials. They check out the other fine B&E network podcasts like Long Box Small Talk.
Mm-hmm.
And The Adventures of Toxic City.
Yeah, yeah. And speaking of Toxic City, we'll be playing there tonight. No, I'm just playing with you. Yeah, I mean, we will be playing there tonight, but I was just trying
tonight,
to annoy
but
Brian.
Not, it'll be over by no. the time this comes out.
yeah. Which means talking about it on the podcast is literally wasting everyone's time involved.
Literally.
So, anyway, yeah, tonight being September 5th, so...
God, really? You're just coming right
just
back.
Keep going with it, yeah. All right, well, check back with us next week whenever we talk about Wes Craven, and we review the films Shocker and Deadly Friend, and that's about it.
Yeah, see you guys next week.
Darling, take me by the hand. Gonna see a punk rock band. There's no use in TV shows, radio, rodeo. Wanna get into the crowd. Wanna hit play real loud. We ain't got no place to go, so let us do the punk show. Darling, take me by the hand. We're gonna see a punk rock band. There's no use in TV shows, radio, rodeo. I wanna get into the crowd. I wanna hit play. Matter, I don't care. We're going to the punk show. Ain't got no money to pay. Doesn't matter, I don't care. We're going to the punk show.